This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They trail 35-31. Wright goes under center. Kenneth Davis behind him, waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers, two to the right. Back to throw. He looks, he throws. Touchdown! Andre Reed for the touchdown! The Bills have scored! They have scored to take the lead with 3:08 to play in the game. Andre Reed, three straight touchdowns.
And there it is. Jeffrey Tech tweeted me, at Sal Sports. Jeffrey tweeted, said, Sal, we need more Van Miller clips on the show today. There you go. There's the great Van Miller, voice of the Buffalo Bills for many years, of course. One of the most iconic moments ever at Highmark Stadium. That was during the Bills' comeback against the Oilers. They come back, the greatest comeback in NFL history at the time. And Andre Reed right there from Van Miller. So there you go, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Let's get to Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
And Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline right now. Good morning, Coach. Good to talk with you. Happy Football Friday to you. Happy New Year, by the way.
And Happy New Year to you and everyone out there. And good Football Friday. It's great to be with you guys again here.
No doubt about it. Of course, we've been spending a lot of time here, Coach, talking about the final regular season game ever at Highmark Stadium. It could be the final game ever at Highmark Stadium. You were hired in January of 2017. Do you remember the first time you went into the stadium as a Bills employee, what that was like for you?
I do. If I remember correctly, our practice fields were being reconstructed, being worked on. So our spring practice that spring in 2017 was a combination of practicing inside in our field house and then outside. And when we went outside, it was in the stadium. So we got some pretty good exposure to the stadium at an early stage of our time here.
Obviously, you've coached at every venue in this league. What makes Highmark Stadium so special?
Oh my goodness! Do we have 30 minutes?
I know. I've been trying to condense it all morning. It's tough, right? I know it's tough to explain.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it is a unique stadium around the NFL, in particular these days. Just this morning, I'm driving down Abbott Road, and I kind of took a different way to work, and I'm coming up from the intersection of Southwestern and Abbott, and I'm slowing down my car. Thankfully, no one was behind me. I could slow down to about 15 miles per hour, and I'm just looking basically at the stadium as I'm driving by, taking it in and going, okay, this is the last weekend. How unique this view is from the road even. I mean, yeah. How many stadiums are sunken into the ground like this one is, to where you can basically peer into the stadium and almost watch the game, or at least see the fans, see the video screens from the road itself. So just so many cool aspects of this stadium that we'll all remember for the rest of our lives.
No doubt about it. I will tell you, being in the stands for 51-3, the AFC Championship game, knowing that the Bills were going to their first Super Bowl back in 1990 is something that, for me, is the number one memory. A lot of people calling up their number one memory. I'm sure you have many of them, but when you kind of think about, just close your eyes and think about being in that stadium, is there anything that comes to mind for you, maybe your first game or a certain moment inside the stadium that comes to mind for you?
Yeah, I mean, I remember before my first time coaching, it was a preseason game. We came back from training camp. I want to make sure I understand how the headsets were wired for that game. I believe we played maybe Minnesota.
Yep.
And so going down there on the day before, meeting our tech guy to get everything, make sure it's synced up on the headsets the right way. That that for sure was one of them. And then also, I mean, there's many of them, you know, right. The wins, my first win, our first win in 2017, someone snapped a picture of the Bills win on the scoreboard behind me. And, I believe it was Kyle was in the frame as well. Just kind of, we were celebrating together. And, so that moment and then, you know, one thing that really stands out that sometimes I think people forget, but it really, to me, personifies the connection with the fan base and the heart of our community and our team is the game following the DeMar game. And, you know, we take the field and how challenging that week was. It kind of ended up being somewhat of a shorter week, I believe. We take the field against, I believe it was New England, and the opening kickoff is run for a touchdown, is returned for a touchdown, and the place just went crazy, and it was just like unbelievably one heartbeat, and across the whole stadium. And there's a lot of memories I could talk about, but that one I think stands out, and the emotional part of that as well, sharing that memory together was huge.
And then last thing on this, Coach, and I know we talk about all the moments on the field and everything that's happened, but there's so many people who make it possible, right? And I know you even more so than me, of course, but I know just from, you know, being the sideline reporter for the last 12 years of all the different stadium operations staff and security staff and food staff. And it's just really amazing what it takes to put on an NFL game. And I know that's those people mean a lot to you, and those connections and those people and what it's meant to be able to do that. And that's not like they're going to go away necessarily in the new stadium, but this stadium, the way the challenges are and the tunnels and all that, it really makes it for something special with those people.
Oh, there's no doubt. And let's not forget them, right? Because those games don't go on the way the fans are taken care of. It doesn't happen without all the staff that works game day. And even, you know, we have a chance outside of my window here to watch the days leading up to a home game and all the work that's being done over there. And, you know, I get a chance at the end of the game, even as late as this past weekend's games, late Sunday night. And usually I'm one of the last to pull out of the stadium. And, you know, you get a chance to see the staff who are still there and thank them for all their work and all their dedication and commitment. Because, you know, those are the people that may not get their names in the paper, but they're certainly appreciated in the job that they've done over the years.
You said last week, earlier this week, keeping the main thing, there's a lot of different kinds of, I don't know if I want to use the word distractions, but things are popping up, as you said. And for sure this week, right? You got this game to play, but you have obviously the Highmark Stadium stuff. You have how to balance everything with health and, you know, where you guys are with, you know, what you want to do with certain players. How has that been for you this week with your staff to work through all of that that's going on with it?
Yeah, certainly things, you know, different chapters of the book, I'll call it, that we've got to work through this week compared to other weeks. And you know, we need to obviously prioritize the safety of our players as best we can. And yet at the same time, we want to play well and we want to, you know, do right by the fans as best we can in this case. So trying to balance that along with other things that come up just week to week, any week in the NFL. And so it's been an interesting week that way, but that's what we sign up for. It's what I sign up for as the head coach of this team. And we're just excited to play one more game in this stadium in front of our fans and sharing that moment together.
Well, you do have some players, obviously, who've been a bit banged up. They're on the injury report, and you just said, you know, making sure these guys are safe and healthy beyond this week is also important. Is there anybody you know will not play in this game on Sunday?
Yes, yeah, three guys will not play for sure at this point. That'll be Terrell Bernard, Daquan Jones, and Jordan Poyer. Those three will not practice today, and they'll be ruled out at this point for the game. And from there, it kind of goes on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, I want to ask you specifically about Josh Allen. He hasn't practiced for a couple of days still with the foot injury. He also has a starting streak that people talk about. It's important to him, the organization. Have you decided what is going to happen with Josh this week and how you're going to handle that?
Well, he'll be limited today. You know, we wanted to make sure his health was A1 the last 2 days, and he had two good days of recovery, and today he'll be out there and be limited, and he'll be good to go for the game, and we'll take it one day at a time here.
And then, obviously, you have, you know, different things you guys as an organization and individually might care about as far as records or stats. And, like, I know that the team comes first, but last year, James Cook, the rushing TD, stat mattered, of course, to you guys, and he got that. He's also leading the league right now in rushing yards. Like, how do you approach that particular aspect of the game and thinking about how you want to handle James in this situation?
Yeah, that's another chapter. You know, you mentioned all the things to consider this week in particular. So we're aware of that. We're fully aware of that. That'll be something that we do our best with. Within the situation that we're in terms of this weekend and the playoffs next week.
All right, Red Helmets coming out, celebrating the 90s, the final game at Highmark. It's going to be emotional. What's the message to the team this week, Coach, and how to approach this game with, yes, you know, a lot more still on the table to be had, but certainly a special game this Sunday?
Yeah, listen, first and foremost, I love the Red Helmets. When we first got here, I asked for those, and weren't able to get them, but love to see them back. It's what I remember growing up watching the Bills over the years, and I'm a big fan. So that'll be fun to see. The players seem to enjoy them so far as they're working with them in practice. And but the biggest thing right now is, you know, we're going to have some guys that are, you know, maybe playing in a game that they don't normally get a chance to play in, and we'll have some that are used to playing. So it's going to be a combination of situations there, and the guys are excited to play. The stadium's going to be energetic, and it's just going to be a great environment for a game, and we're all going to try and do it the right way here as we end up our last game at this stadium here.
It's going to be emotional for sure, Coach. Have fun with it on Sunday. Good luck on Sunday, and we're going to talk next Friday, by the way, before your team's first playoff game. So thank you for doing this again today.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, you too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We know that there's no Terrell Bernard, there's no Daquan Jones, and there's no Jordan Poyer in this game. Everybody else is, as Sean McDermott said, in a case-by-case basis. Interesting. Josh Allen, folks, I would tell you, I'd be stunned if Josh...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Didn't start the game. I think even McDermott kind of said he's going to start the game. And then they'll see where it goes from there. How much he's going to play. But he's going to keep his active starting streak intact. We know that with one start, Josh Allen, this particular start on Sunday, will start his 135th consecutive game. That includes the playoffs. Pretty remarkable. It's a streak that's important to him. It's important to him to be available, to be out there. He's talked about it. James Cook, rushing title. Sean McDermott said they're very aware of that, right? I mean, these are things that have to be thought about going into the game. Bills head coach Sean McDermott right there. Next up on the Western Hotline is our guy Patrick Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
We do it every Friday. Pat Hammer, WGRZ, TV2 chief meteorologist. So many memories of the stadium on the field. So many memories of people going to their first game. Crazy stories. The guy said, you know, he got basically almost thrown out. He bought fraudulent tickets, but then they let him stay. Going with your family members. But you know what? How about weather games, right? And watching it from a unique perspective, from a meteorologist perspective. And that's where Pat Hammer comes in. And I said to Pat, I want to ask you about a little bit of that. Like, when you watch a game, like, how are you watching it and consuming it? Is it about the game? Is it about the weather? So he joins me right now. And you've had some time to think about that, right? It's been some really, really interesting stuff with weather over the years that you've been here.
Yeah, and I'll say maybe the greatest impact is I'll be watching, let's say, from home or somewhere, and the weather isn't turning out as I thought. And so, for instance, I'll never forget the 49er game last year when we thought the snow would be over in the first quarter, And in the fourth quarter, it was still snowing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes we try to be as accurate as you can, and there's going to be hits and misses. So I think when I'm at home watching and I'm like, it's not supposed to be raining. Why is it raining? You know, so I'll have that kind of reaction. I will say, though, for a stadium that has had so much history with snow and wind, there is one game that you can still refer to it as the snow game. And it's amazing to me, after 53 years, there is still just that game, which was a game that I took my two kids to against the Indianapolis Colts in 2017. That to me will, you know, an experience I'll never forget.
No doubt about it. When you watch these weather games, like, are you excited when you see bad weather? I mean, I know it sounds weird, right? I'm on the field, it's pouring rain. Are you like, no, this is cool, this is good theater, I'm a meteorologist? Like, how do you take all that in?
100%. In fact, I am incredibly excited for this new stadium. But okay. I also know the weather impact will not be as great as it is now, right? Because of just the configuration of the stadium. So I love the fact that in one of the snowiest locations in the entire country, we have a football stadium. Think about that.
Yeah.
Orchard Park, New York. Outside of Oswego or Syracuse, it's got to be the snowiest location in the country in terms of a populated area. And smack dab in the middle of that is a football stadium. I love the weather's impact. I know it's not always fun to be out there in the pouring rain like you had to do last Sunday, but you know what? Sometimes it's you know, maybe it's the 12th man, as they say in Seattle. It's having, you know, who knows if it's a home field advantage. I'd like to think it is, but weather. I'm going to miss some of that just because, yes, it'll snow at the new stadium, but you know, the wind won't be a factor anymore. Neither probably will be the cold. So I don't know. As a weather person, I like the weather aspect.
It'll be interesting. Did you watch yet? Have you watched the Farewell to Highmark that's on YouTube, 45 minutes? Have you watched it yet?
Okay. I'm new to this area, 10 years. Okay. So I'm still learning the lore and the history of the stadium. And I watched that, the Chris Berman stuff, interviewing, you know, of course, Tasker, yes, and all of that whole, I loved it. I loved hearing that. Oh, they thought they would put it in Amherst. Yeah. Oh, maybe in South Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, the McKinley Mall in Hamburg. I had no idea that was a possibility. But I loved hearing the history. And obviously, I knew about most of the games, of course. But to hear and watch that, it was so well done. And I hope all of your listeners get a chance to watch it too. It was amazing.
Yeah, and the stuff with, like, the way it's built, and you know that wind comes down, it goes underneath. I was fascinated about how they don't have the water issues because of the shale and all that,
shale,
right? It's amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing, the things that go into, like, I did work construction a couple summers in my life. Like, I helped pour concrete walls, like these foundations. The toughest job I ever did. I'm like, no, I talk on a radio for a living. This is what I want to do. I talk on a radio. I don't want to do that. The things that go into some of these construction projects are just so fascinating to me. And then this new stadium that's coming, as you said, it's going to be really interesting to see when we do have weather events and how it reacts and what's going to happen on the field and in the stands and all that. So that's next year, of course. Let's talk about Sunday, though. 48 hours from now, people will be starting to, they'll be tailgating, they'll be walking into the stadium, and a few hours after that, what are we looking at Sunday for the probable final trip to Highmark Stadium this season and ever?
Yeah, it was hard to... I noted that it would likely be the last Highmark forecast.
Yeah.
The weather looks, in my opinion, ideal. Okay. It's the opposite, of course, of what you dealt with last Sunday in terms of just the wetness. It's going to be dry, temperatures in the 20s. So maybe a tad cool, but sometimes I think, you know, it makes it feel even cozy, if you will. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a kickoff temperature of about 22 to 23 degrees, 425. Mostly cloudy, even though we may get a glimpse of the setting sun, which would be awesome if we can get the clouds to clear out a bit, which is possible. Can we rule out a flurry? No, because we are going to have snow Saturday night. For early tailgaters, there may be some snow showers on Sunday. But I just think with a lack of wind, temperatures that with a big crowd will be comfortable, and certainly no freezing rain or anything like that. It really looks like a nice late afternoon and evening for football. You couldn't order up anything better.
I love it. Sounds great. And then what about people coming home? No issues, right? Traveling, anything like that? Going to the stadium before the game, tailgating, any travel issues to and from?
Not at all. In fact, I think getting there and back is going to be just fine. And I also like the fact that I know that a lot of fans are helping clear out the stadium, which means that much like the Steelers playoff game, was it 2 years ago, when every time the Bills scored a touchdown or a field goal, whatever, or a good play, and there was snow in the stadium, everybody lofted snowballs.
Yeah.
And I don't care how old you become a kid at heart.
No, don't say snowballs. The confetti, the snow confetti. Don't say the snowballs. I don't want people throwing snowballs on the field. Snow confetti up in the air.
Throw the snow up.
There you go. There you go.
Throw it up.
I love it. Hey, real quick. Yeah. Good. And I was going to say, I got to let you go, but let's remember now. A week from today, we are going to talk, okay? And I need you to be ready for either Denver weather, Foxborough weather, Jacksonville weather, Pittsburgh weather, or Baltimore weather, or even, I guess, Houston weather, even though it would be, I mean, that could still happen, I guess. There's an outside cast. There's six different cities I need you to be ready for.
And guess what? Six very different forecasts for each and every one of those places.
So I can imagine.
I'm working on it now, I think Jacksonville may be the most ideal. Denver's going to be tough because of altitude.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of players aren't accustomed to that yet, right?
I think Denver is much less likely because they're going to try and win and get the number one seed, and they're playing the Chargers, who aren't really going to need to win, so that's fine. I agree with you. To me, it's either Jacksonville or Foxborough, but I'm not shutting the door on either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. I think the way things could go this weekend, it could be that. So we'll talk to you next Friday. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great New Year, and I can't wait to talk about the playoffs next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Al.
You got it. Pat Hammer right there, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. One more time out. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.